Turn your Bibles to Matthew chapter number 14. Also John chapter number 6. Matthew 14, John 6. Reading in Matthew first. This is a passage of scripture I'm reading. It's found in all four Gospels. I'm just going to read it in two of them. Matthew chapter number 14. Begin reading with verse number 14. And Jesus went forth and saw a great multitude, and was moved with compassion toward them. And he healed their sick. And when it was evening, the disciples came to him, saying, "This is a desert place. The time is now past. Send the multitudes away, that they may go into the village and buy themselves victuals." But Jesus said unto them, "They need not depart. Give ye them to eat." They said unto him, "We have not but 5 loaves and 2 fish." He said, "Bring them hither to me." And he commanded the multitude to sit down on the grass, took the 5 loaves and 2 fishes, and looked up to heaven. He blessed and brake and gave the loaves to the disciples, to the multitude. And they did eat and were filled, and they took up the fragments that were remained, 12 baskets full. And they that had eaten were about 5,000 men, besides the women and children. Turn me now to the book of John, chapter number 6. Verse number 1, John chapter number 6. After these things, Jesus went into the Sea of Galilee, over the Sea of Galilee, which is the Sea of Tiberias. And a great multitude followed him, because they saw his miracles, which he did on them that were diseased. Jesus went up into a mountain, and there he sat with his disciples. And the Passover, a feast of the Jews, was nigh. When Jesus then lifted up his eyes and saw a great company came to him, he said unto Philip, "Which shall we eat bread, or buy bread, that these may eat?" This he said to prove him, for he himself knew what he would do. He always does. Philip answered him, 200 penny worth of bread is not sufficient for them, that every one of them may take a little." One disciple, Andrew, Simon Peter's brother, said unto him, "There's a lad here, which hath but 5 barley loaves and 2 small fishes. What are they among so many?" Jesus said, "Make the men sit down." Now there was much grass in the place, so the men sat down in number about 5,000. Jesus took the loaves, and when he had given thanks, he distributed to the disciples, to them that were sit down, likewise of the fish, as much as they would. And when they were filled, he said unto his disciples, "Gather up the fragments that remain, that nothing be lost." Therefore they gathered them together and filled 12 baskets with fragments of the 5 barley loaves which remained over and above unto them that had eaten. Then those men, when they had seen the miracles that Jesus did, "This is of a truth the prophet that should come into the world." Hadn't we left old and they had to start with, didn't they? Isn't that a blessing? Would you pray with us this morning? Father, we're grateful for the opportunity of coming back together at your house to meet with thee, our Father, and with this your people. We, Lord, we're thankful for your precious word that you preserve for us down to the generations. Lord, we still have it. Thank you for it. We pray that you'd quicken it to our hearts and to our lives. Lord Jesus, we pray. May your will be done. May your word go forth now and accomplish that that's pleasing to you. Amongst us and in our midst this morning, hide us behind the cross from Calvary, that Jesus may be seen and glorified above all things. In his sweet name we pray. Amen and amen. You know what Jesus had? He had compassion. You know what it said over in the book of Jude? Having compassion makes a difference. It does. Aren't you glad our Lord's a compassionate Lord, one that's concerned about those? And we see in this passage of Scripture, the multitudes were following him. They saw his miracles. They saw what he did to those that were diseased. And they will have a lot in this day and hour, a lot of things that the doctors can't do anything with, but we know the Lord can. And it's good to have a Lord that's able to do above and abundantly more than we ask or think, according to the power that's working within us. But here's a Savior here, a wonderful one, the only one. And he was in the mountain. He sat down to the disciples and he said to them, Jesus answered verse number 5 of John chapter number 6, lifted up his eyes and saw a great company coming to him. He said unto Philip, whence shall we buy bread that these may eat? And you know what? You know, he said, he clears up something that we ought to get a hold of. And he said to him, he did this not because he didn't know what he was going to do, but he did it to prove, listen, Philip. He did it to prove Philip because he knew exactly what he was going to do. You know what? I want you to look at that just a few moments and know that the Lord knows what he is going to do. That's why you can trust him. You can rely upon him. You can lean on him. Because, listen, he's not worried about what he's going to do. Or he was the only reason he said to Philip, what are we going to do? Whence shall we buy bread that these all may eat? Listen, they had got a lot of bread, wouldn't they? And they did get a lot, but it's come from a different source. And you know, when Philip answered back to him, you can see that Philip had been thinking about that thing. He said, we don't have enough money. He said, we had 200 penny worth. He said, that will not buy. Listen, because you look at this passage of Scripture, there was 5,000 men. That's beside the women and the children. If they just maybe a wife and a child, that'd been 15,000, wouldn't it? So, they had a lot to feed. They had a lot to take care of. But you know what? I'm glad. I read that in the book of Matthew. The main thing I want to read that part was, you know what he said to him? Said, there's one thing you got to do. Said, just bring it to me. Amen. And you know what we need to do is bring whatever needs we have to our wonderful Lord, and he can take care of them. He can multiply it. Listen, he can distract. He can do whatever he wants to do with it. But what he's wanting us to get to the place that we can see that he's sovereign, he's God, he's able to multiply, he's able to meet the need, he's able to supply it. If we just bring it to him, that's what he said in the book of Matthew. He said, just bring it to me. And listen, we see in this passage of Scripture, another thought I want to look at this morning. It says in one of verse 8, one of the disciples, Andrew, Simon Peter's brother, said to him, there's a lad here which have 5 barley loaves and 2 small fish. But what are they among so many? What are they? And that's what I want you to look at this morning. What are they among so many? I'm telling you, there's a small amount. Now, this is 5 loaves, and not what you thought it would be. These 5 loaves are more just what this, the collar loaves there was what that little lad could eat. That was his lunch that day, if you want to look at it that way. 2 fish and 5 loaves of bread. But I want to tell you something. He was willing, and he did give it to him. Listen, the Lord Jesus Christ, he brought it to the Lord. He blessed it and multiplied it, and he still do the same today. Thank God. Listen, this passage of scripture, I'll never forget using this one time. And I tell you where I used it. It had been over 20 years ago. I preached on the Lord, on the lad, the loaves, and the Lord's hand. You know why? I tell you where it was. It was at Tyler's funeral, where I used that passage of scripture. Now, I can't remember some things that I preached last week or the week before, but it's some things I've never forgotten. I've never forgotten that. But here was a lad that God used. You know, it's not how long that the lad lives. It's not long how long that you may live. But I'm telling you, it's what you got that you yield to God, and God will use it. I'm telling you, whatever God blessed you with, He's blessed you with a talent. He's blessed you, listen, with a strength. He's blessed you, whatever He's blessed you with. If you bring it to the Lord and commit it unto Him, God will marvelously, miraculously use it for His glory and for His honor. And so here's a lad. Here's a lad that had what they needed that day. Exactly. Listen, you say, well, he didn't have very much. Well, it don't take much. You know that old song we used to sing? Little is much when God is in it. And God takes a little bit and multiplies it. You'd be amazed what God can do. You said, I don't have no education. I don't have no talent. You'd be surprised what God can do with you. And what God can do, what He's blessed you with, if you yield it to Him and give it to Him for His glory. Amen. I thought about him, Brother Jimmy's up here tonight, and they gave me that plaque. I know Paul wonders, and he came. We was on the football field together. He probably came to see what's happened to him. That's probably why he was coming, checking this thing out. Huh? What happened to him? I tell you what happened to you. Whatever God's got for you, He's able to bring it to pass. When I was on the football field, if you'd have said I'd been here preaching today, I'd said you'd probably crazy. But you know what God can do? He can take that if you just give it to Him. That's all I had, just offered to Him, whatever. Listen, God knows what He's doing. Here was a lad that gave to the Lord and brought to Him that he had, and God used it. Amen. And you know what they said? Philip was saying, we don't have enough of money to buy the bread. And Andrew was saying, we don't got nothing but just five little loaves of bread and two fish. Now, I didn't have my English teacher to ask. He's supposed to say, I've forgotten. Now, she corrected me about it. I don't think he's supposed to say fishes. Are you? Okay, thank you. It don't matter if you got one or ten or ten. It's fish, isn't it? Well, it looks to me like it's spelled out there, fishes. F-I-S-H-E-S. That's what makes me want to call it that. But I got to thinking back somewhere or another, I was told not to say fishes. I sure do miss my English teacher, too. And a day go by. You know, it used to be an old song. It was a country song, but Faded Dreams or Faded Love, I believe it was. Faded Love. Remember that? You know what he says? Every heartbeat was only mine, not fading. But it said in that song, every heartbeat, I'm thinking of you. Didn't it? Yeah. Boom, boom, boom. Isn't that right? Every heartbeat. So here's a lad. Brought what he had. And he brought it to the Lord. You see, the lad couldn't multiply it. Andrew couldn't multiply it. And neither could Philip multiply it. Neither could he get enough money to go buy enough. You know, I read one time one old preacher said, this preacher was old, so he had, when he said this, so he had, that had to been a long time ago. You know what he said? He went to one of these schools. It was liberal. You know what he said? They tried to explain away this miracle. You know how he said they tried to explain it away? He said they had it up by Summers in the mountain. Said the disciples had caught the fish and had them stored Summers in the cave and had the bread all up there and the fish up there. And said when Jesus backed up right to the cave, he's just getting it out of there. You know what? Preacher McGee's, when I read that, said that. You know what? He said it easier than me, just believe the Lord multiplies and to believe something like that. You'd be surprised how the liberals try to explain away the miracles of God. But I'm just going to believe the Lord took it and put it in his hands, blessed it and prayed over it, and it just kept multiplying. And the multiplication was a little ahead of their distributing because they had 12 baskets left. So they didn't have to wait on it. He multiplying it. So he said to him, "But what are they among so many?" And when you look at this world today, it'll make you wonder sometimes. And the devil will make put doubt in your heart, and he'll say, "How in the world is the church going to survive amongst all the much wickedness that we're in and living in a world full of wickedness?" But I'm telling you, the grace of God is sufficient. The power of God's got the power. I'm telling you to walk in this hour and live for God. And listen, that little may listen can be much in the hands of the Lord Jesus Christ. He's still blessing. Amen. He's still working. Yes. So what are these among so many? Make them men sit down. Sit them down. And Jesus took it, he gave it to the disciples, and the disciples unto the multitudes. But it came through the hands of our blessed Lord. So they didn't have to have money. Didn't have to have a storehouse slammed full. If Andrew had been thinking in Andrew's faith, been looking in the direction, how about those in the wilderness? How'd they eat every day? There wasn't no storehouse out there. God rained manna down from heaven daily. And fed them. God works in mysterious and wonderful ways, don't he? He sure does. Just bring what you got to the Lord. Give yourself to the Lord. Watch him work. Watch him bless. I'm telling you, there ain't nothing like the blessings of the Lord. He took those fish. He took that bread. And he prayed. And he blessed it. I like to see these young'uns when they don't want to eat for the bread, ask a blessing, don't you? Amen. Well, we don't just dive in. We want to thank God for it, don't we? Jesus did. He took the bread and he took it. Look at what he said. Make him sit down. Jesus took the loaves, verse number 11, and when he had given what? Thanks. Amen. He gave thanks for that they had. And we need to give thanks. It may be little in our hands, it may look little in our eyes, but ask God's blessings upon it. He gave thanks. And he distributed it to the disciples. And disciples them that were set down. And likewise of the fish, as much as they would. And they were filled, he said to the disciples, "Get up what's left." And this is what always blesses me about this. More left than they had to start with. Because they didn't have 12 baskets full to start with. Two fish. Never forget one time we went to Old Creek. Way back under. We was young at home. Me and Marston Howard went. Well, we caught Man, you can go in over them holes sometimes, just catch it. When I'm thinking about these fish here. We caught 600. There's a lot of them small. We just kept them all. Well, we got home. We started cleaning them. We got tired of cleaning them. Didn't take long to get tired of that. We was going to throw some of them to the hogs. You know what we found out? Daddy made us clean every one of them. He said, y'all not throwing them away. Y'all kept them. Y'all going to clean them. We clean fish and clean fish and clean fish. Needless to say, when we went back next time, back in that water, them small ones went. You said he wouldn't do that. And he did it. Did you argue with him? No, sir. Mm-mm. You know what he was teaching us? You don't waste.
That's right.
That's a good thing to teach kids. I can remember we used to wade the creeks fishing. And somebody talking about fishing. And that's nothing wrong with fishing for the sport of it. But we weren't fishing for the sport of it. Mama was wading them with us. You know what we was fishing? We took them home. We cleaned them. We was fishing and we had food. That's what it was this day of the Lord. He took what they had, multiplied it, blessed it. You know what God will do for you, for your home, your family? He'll bless, multiply, and listen, add to it, and he'll be a blessing to you and your family. That's the Lord. He wants to be. He wants to bless your home. You don't want to tear it apart. He's not for dividing. He's not for division. He's not for making you hurt. He's for helping. He's your help, your hope, and your strength. And he'll bless and multiply and help you in your family. And he'll help you meet the need. Just give him thanks for everything. All things we need to thank him for. And praise him. Jesus set the perfect example, didn't he? He sure did.
Amen.
And so we see in this little passage of Scripture I'm sharing with you this morning. In the book of Matthew, he said, well, it's worded a little different in each one. He said, they don't need to depart. Look, go over to the book of Matthew just a moment. Back to Matthew 14 before we close this morning. Verse 16, Matthew 14 said, but Jesus said unto them, they need not depart. Give them to eat. He said, we don't have but five loaves and two fish. How are we going to feed them? And I like this verse. Bring them to me. Let me tell you something. Bring your burdens to the Lord. Bring it, cast your care upon him because he careth for you. You know the thing that's getting me through now? I keep casting them on the Lord. I keep leaning on him and relying on him. So just bring them to the Lord. Bring your burdens. He said, he asked out to Philip because he's going to prove him. He's going to prove his faith. And I can assure you, your faith will be tested, it'll be tried, and it'll be proven. Our love for the Lord is going to be tested and tried and proven. This year, as you're sitting here this morning. Amen. But the trial of our faith is much more precious than what? Gold. So in this walk of Christian life, you go back through it, you'll find where all of them, you look through the Old Testament, you see where they were tested, they were tried. One of my favorite characters in the Bible is Daniel. He was tested. He was tried. And listen, every way, even to the lion den. So was Joseph. Tested and tried. But he kept to the Lord. Bring it to the Lord. Yeah. Well, you got something you need to bring to the Lord? He can handle it. He can handle every problem. He can handle every trial, every burden, all things. He can take care of them. Hallelujah. You overwhelmed, overloaded, bring it to him. He's there to help.
Amen.
He's there to help you. He's there to help me. We'll trust him. Bring it to Jesus. Bring it to him. You say, well, I don't know what he can do with it. I want to close with this thought. He didn't mention it a while ago, but I'm going to mention it a little bit again. This he said to him. You know what he said to him? Not. You know why he said it? To prove him. Philip. Because he knew what he was going to do. Now, if you don't get anything else out of this message today, take that home with you. He knows what he's doing. You know what? That's comforted me this week. God knows what he's doing. All things work together for the good of them that love God and to the called according to his purpose. The Lord knew what he's going to do. The providence of God. God had that lad out there. Amen. With two fish and five little loaves of bread. God had him there. The providence of God. Jesus knew what he was going to do. He knew he was going to take that and multiply it, bless it, and feed the multitudes with it. Isn't that amazing? And I want to tell you something. God knows what he's going to do in your life. He knows what he's going to do in mine.
Amen.
If we can rest on that, rely upon it, I can tell you what it'll do. It'll give us comfort, peace, and hope for the glory of God.
Yes.
Hallelujah. We don't have to worry. We don't have to fret. We can rest in him because he knows. You know what I'm glad? I'm glad he knows what he's going to do with me.
Amen.
Amen. And you know what? Ecclesiastes says it's a time to be born and a time for something else. What was it? Time to die. And so like the doctor told us about Brother Woodard, you know what he said to us that night when he had his heart attack? He said he's fighting and we're going to do everything we can to keep him here. And thank God they did, the Lord, through the Lord. But you know what he said? He said, but if God decide to send that chariot at him tonight. Yeah. Chariot. Said, after him tonight, there ain't nothing we can do. And there'll come a time in all of our lives when the doctors say, I can't do anything else. No more I can do. And it'd be up totally to the Lord. But one of these days, he'll send a chariot at us and carry us home. Did you know the spirit world is not very far off? You said, what? If our eyes could get open into the spirit realm, what was it? Elijah's servant? Elijah's servant? Gehazi? What was his name? Gehazi? You know what he said, Lord? He prayed, God, open his eyes where he can see. Oh, Elijah, he had his open. God done opened his. You know why he was sitting there so calm, peaceful, and all that army coming up there at him? Because he could see into the spirit realm, and that mountain was full of horses and chariots of fire. And when his servant saw it, he said, oh, my. He hadn't seen it before. He would look into the natural. If you could see those guardian angels encamped around about us, you could see into that spirit realm today. You'd see them around in here. He said, I don't know about that. Well, it's still so. They hear. I'm glad they are. I've never seen one of them, but I've sensed them around before. So I'm saying to you this morning, God still knows what he's going to do. You got a little bit, just give it to the Lord. Let him multiply it, let him bless it, and let him keep it. Amen. Because he can, he will. Would you stand with me today? Lead us in a song, brother. What a friend. Got one, don't we? We have in Jesus. All our sins and griefs to bear. What a friend we have in Jesus. All my sins and griefs to bear. What a privilege to carry everything to God in prayer. Oh, what peace we often forfeit. Oh, what needless pain we we do not carry everything to God in prayer. We try to send temptation. Is that trouble anywhere? Never be discouraged. Take it to the Lord in prayer. We find a friend so faithful who will all our sorrows share. Yes, he does. Knows our every weakness. Take it to the Lord in prayer. We weak and heavy laden, cumbered with a load of care. Just say there's still our refuge. Take it to the Lord in prayer. Thy friend is fast forsaking. Take it to the Lord in prayer. Take and shield me, thou we find a solace there. I want to sing at verse 2 in just a moment. You got trials, you got temptations, you got trouble? Bring them to the Lord. Bring them to him. Cast your care on him. Take your needs to him. Take your burdens to him. He'll take them. You know what he does? I like this verse. Him that knew no sin became sin for me that I might be made the righteousness of God. I tell you what he'll do. He'll take his sins. He'll take them. Give us his righteousness. He'll take our sins, he'll cast them in the sea of forgiveness, never remember them no more. He'll cast them behind his back. Thank God. Somebody else might never forget them. The devil may remind you of them. But thank God they're gone when they're gone. Through the blood of Jesus Christ. Aren't you glad? I'm so glad. God will take us, as I said the other night, just like we are. Hallelujah. Forgive us. Give us a new start and a clean heart and a new life. If you'd ever come to Christ, I won't invite you today to come. Don't wait another day. Don't wait another moment. Come to him. Bring him. Bring him to Christ. Come to him. Come. Last invitation of the Bible says, come. All you that thirst, come. Come. Drink of the living water. Come eat the heavenly bread. Come rejoice in the joy of God. Let's sing that second verse one more time. Now we try us and temptation. Is that trouble anywhere? We should never be discouraged. Take it to the Lord in prayer. Can we find a friend so faithful? Sorrow share. Yes, he will. Jesus knows our every weakness. Take it to the Lord in prayer. Just remember before we go, there may be times that you won't know what you're going to do. I won't know what I'm going to do. But there's never a time when God don't know what he's going to do. Because he always knows. He does have a plan. He has a purpose. Thank God. And we might not know what it is at some particular different times of our life. But if you'll stay with God and walk with him, I tell you, he'll reveal it to you. Yes, it is, brother. Amen, it is. That's why the Apostle Paul said, I am what I am by the grace of God. Amen. But God has a purpose. God has a reason. For everything, and he knows what he's going to do, and he knows when he's going to do it. Yes, he is. I'm glad we are serving a sovereign God. Amen.
Yes, sir.
He rules and reigns. Somebody said, well, it looks like the devil's ruling. Well, he's not. He is. He's a whoop puppy. Amen. He's defeated. We ought to be trampling him under our feet with the blood of the Lamb. Resist the devil and he'll flee from you. Yes, and draw nigh to God and he'll draw nigh to you, won't he? Just remember, God knows what he's going to do. Just bring your need to him. Bring whatever it is you need to bring to God. Because he knows exactly how to solve the problem, how to work it, and what to do. And you know what? In Old Testament over there, this is coming to my mind. Can't tell you exactly where it is, but they said they'd never been that way before. And you know what they were doing? They were seeking the Lord.
Yeah.
Trying to find out what to do. Because they'd never walked that path before. And I want to tell you something. We live in some troublesome days. Some troubling times and some awful times. And it's a wicked world we're living in. But I'm going to tell you something. God knows what he's going to do, when he's going to do it. And we need to be entreating him and seeking him and get lined up with him. Amen.
Yes.
Walk with him. But he won't steer you wrong. You can rest assured of that.
Yes.
Amen. Praise the Lord.
What a blessing.
Brother, Gary Taylor, to dismiss us in a word of prayer, if you will. Yes. Oh, Father.
Our song's been saved.
Thank you, Lord.
Our name has been called.
Hallelujah.
Lord. their Father. God, those that have no one to pray for, God, we pray, Lord, oh God, that you meet their needs.
Yes.
Go with us till we come again.
Yes.
Bless us, Lord.
Thank
keep
you.
Us safe.